The Magi asked, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So where do you go to find a king? Well, if you're looking for King Salmon, you might go to the Copper River and do some fishing. If you're looking for King Crab, you go up to those cold Arctic waters. If you're looking for a king-size mattress, lots of places you can go for that. Lots of sales always going on for that, too, if you need one. You might go over on 11th if you're looking for Burger King. And if you're looking for Elvis, well, rumor had it many years ago that he could be found at Burger King. And maybe if you're looking for King Kong, you'd go to New York and look at the top of the Empire State Building. He might still be there. I don't know. So where do you go to find a king? Well, the Magi, the wise men, the Magi from the East, they were looking for a king, and so they went to where you would go to find a king, especially one born king of the Jews. You would go to Jerusalem. At the time, that's where the king would be. And they found him, King Herod, but that wasn't the king they were looking for. They were looking for a new king, a particular king, a young king, one who had just been born, at least fairly recently. See, a star had appeared that hadn't been there before, one that they had noticed was unusual and out of place. And so they went, looking for the new king, to Jerusalem. Now, kings in our day and age don't really exist like they used to. We don't have kings in our country, and we don't have kings much at all in the world around us. There are a few places, but not many. So when we talk about kings, the things that we go looking for that would be king, I want to talk more about those things that have rule and reign in our lives. So we don't go looking for actual kings wearing crowns and sitting on thrones and in castles. But there are kings in our lives. There are things in our hearts and in our lives that have complete rule and authority over us. And I'm not talking about the government. I'm not talking about any policies or anything like that. I'm talking about those things in your life that have the highest priority for you. So what are those things? If you were to follow the star in your heart to find the king, the one who reigns and rules in your life, what does that look like? Now, it could be good things, family, friends, relationships, connections. Those are good things. Careers, those are good things. Or it could be things like addictions, habits, old things that have interfered with our lives for a long time. But no matter if they're new or if they're old or if they're good or if they're bad, if it has rule and reign over your life, it's a king. It sits on the throne in your heart. So where do you go looking for those kings? What do you find when you get there? So the Magi went to Jerusalem looking for a king because that's where you would go, but that's not what they found when they got there. It's not what they expected. So they were misguided, perhaps. They let the star lead them at least to a point, and then they decided to go out on their own. And rather than continue to follow the star, they went with what they thought they knew best, and they ended up in Jerusalem. Now, Herod hadn't heard that a new king had been born. He hadn't even paid attention. And it wasn't until these wise guys from the East show up that his attention is even caught by the fact that there might be another king. There might be somebody else to supplant him, to take over his reign and rule, and he didn't like that very much. See, that's the thing about kings. When you challenge their authority, they don't like it very much. Those things that are on your hearts that want the rule and reign, those habits, when you challenge them, they don't like it very much. Again, even the good things, when you challenge the authority of family, they don't like it very much. See, that's the thing about kings. They're the sole rule and reign, and when any challenge comes, they're going to fight back. Herod, he fought back. So, Epiphany is the season of revelation. Today, of Jesus as king. But the scriptures are full of misguided information and wrong paths and horrible reactions. I would say not unlike our own lives. We have a lot of revelation of Jesus as king, but there are a lot of other things that take priority. So what do you do? What do you do when we're misguided? When we've followed a star only to a point and then decided to do it ourselves? Well, like the Magi, we need recalibration. We need some help to set us straight again. We need something to put us back on the right path. So Herod, of all people, makes the right choice at this point, and he calls the scribes and he says, "What do the scriptures say?" King Herod consults the scriptures. Wow. It's a novel thing to do. So what do? When we need recalibration, when we need something to set us straight, when we need a new light to the path, what do? We should consult Scripture, but too often we don't. We don't listen. And so today is a day of recalibration for us. Today is a day to consult Scripture, to look to the Word, to set us back on the right path, to challenge the kings in our hearts, those things that rule and reign over us, and maybe boot them off the throne. So what does that for us? The Scriptures, but even more so in this day and age after Jesus has risen and ascended, we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit sets us straight again. Sometimes he does so very gently, like he did with the scribes, like he did with the Magi. He put a star, and the star led them very gently over to Bethlehem. Sometimes the Holy Spirit does that for us. Today, with a word, your sins are forgiven. Today, with the body and blood of Christ, it's a time to start over. Sometimes, though, the Holy Spirit uses something a little heavier. It's known in theological circles as the holy 2x4. And sometimes it hits you upside the head, knocks you back straight again. Sometimes those things happen. You ever had one of those recalibrating moments in life where all of a sudden it was, wow, I've been so off? And it happens in the blink of an eye, and you don't even realize it until after. Today is one of those days. Today is the day that the Holy Spirit sets us back on the right path. opens our eyes to Scripture once again to see Jesus as King, to see Jesus as the one who reigns and rules in our hearts and lives, the one who sits on the throne, the one who, as David said, keeps us safe, cares for his kingdom and his people. That's what Jesus does as King. And the Magi find Jesus in Bethlehem, and they bow down and they pay their reverent respects, and they give him the gifts fit for a king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then they go on their way, a different way. They don't go back to Herod, which infuriates him even more, but they go back home. Now, what happened to them after that? We don't know. Did they become believers? Maybe. Or did they simply leave their gifts and go on their way? It's another challenge for us sometimes. Sometimes we come, we leave our gifts, and we go on our way. And that encounter with Jesus doesn't really change us a whole lot. We don't know how much it changed the Magi. We know what it did to Herod, and we know what it does to us. So today is a day of recalibration, setting the compass back to true north, seeing the cross as that arrow that points us in the right direction. And through God's grace and his mercy and his love for us, he takes us wandering, misguided, stumbling, infuriating sinners, and makes us saints. His forgiveness cleanses us. His Holy Spirit sets us back on the right path. His word guides our feet. And his light shows us that he truly is King. He's King not just of the Jews, as the Magi were looking for. He's not just King of your average, ordinary Gentiles. He is King over all the world, all of creation. And he has chosen you, the poor, miserable sinners that we are. He has chosen us to live with, in, and through. So the prayer for this Epiphany day, this Epiphany season, is that the Holy Spirit would continue to keep us on the right path, to keep us looking for the true King, to keep us realizing who Jesus is, and when the need arises to recalibrate, set us back on the right path, and reset the compass. We are grateful for his word and his spirit and his church for leading and guiding us today and always. Amen. And now may the grace that is ours in Christ fill us and overflow with joy in our hearts into all the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.